Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
It is the 125th running of the Boston Marathon, and we will check back in with WBUR's Alex Ashlock on the course shortly. But right now, we want to keep our focus on Indigenous Peoples Day. Following up on our conversation before the break about Ellis Tarzan Brown, a member of the Narragansett tribe who won the race in 1936 and 39, and whose course performance in 1936 actually coined the term Heartbreak Hill. Today is Boston's first official Indigenous Peoples Day. Here is acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey last week announcing her executive order renaming the day and acknowledging our complicated history.
Our shared history in this city is tainted by colonial violence and systemic exclusion. As the current residents of this land, the city of Boston has an opportunity and an obligation to honor the cultures, experiences, and achievements of Indigenous people.
President Joe Biden also issued a proclamation at the end of last week commemorating Indigenous Peoples Day, becoming the first U.S. president to do so. But he also proclaimed today as Columbus Day, and the Commonwealth officially recognizes today as Columbus Day. For more on what today means and that complicated history we have, we turn to Paula Peters, or Sank Wabin. She is a member of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe and an independent scholar of Wampanoag history. Paula, thanks for joining us again. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So I want to start by any reactions to our conversation with Anna Brown Jackson.
Yeah, you know, I know the Brown family, the Narragansett family, very well, and I grew up hearing the stories about Tarzan Brown and being really feeling proud of that Native American heritage associated with the marathon. And I also can relate to what Anna was saying about, you know, being a child in school and having that that history told of particularly around Thanksgiving time when they would talk about how the Indians saved the Pilgrims and taught them how to hunt and fish and whatever, and then they would say, "Oh, but they're all dead." And you know, that was painful. It was a painful way to have to go through school because I was always having to remind people, teachers, that, no, we're still here.
Paula, it's also really striking to hear you say, well, yeah, I knew those stories. I grew up hearing those stories. Because what we heard from Yasmin Ammer was that she was talking to people at Heartbreak Hill. And it was the first time hearing that story for all of them. It was my first time hearing that story. And isn't that kind of exemplary of the moment we're in?
Well, yeah. You know, for us, what we like to say, Indian country is pretty small. We all know each other. And so, yeah, of course that story is familiar to us. But our story overall is unfamiliar to America. And that's one of the reasons why Indigenous Peoples Day is an important reflection on the first people of this nation, and it is time to remember who we are. It's time to honor our ancestors, whether they're ancestors from the last century or 500 years ago. We've been here and are still here.
So we are talking about Indigenous Peoples Day with Paula Peters, or Sank Wabin, a member of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe. Paula, so now we are in this moment. Acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey last week declares today Indigenous Peoples Day in the city of Boston. President Joe Biden has proclamations saying, recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts still recognizes today as Columbus Day, so we are in this in-between space. What is your reaction to all of that? How do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard for me to understand how out of one side of our mouth we can recognize that it's time to honor Native people. And then out of the other side, you can't wrap your head around what a tyrannical and barbaric person Christopher Columbus was. And I know that there are some Italian Americans who feel like the day is being taken away from them, and it's not. It's being we're having a new reflection on this day based on what we really know to be true about Christopher Columbus and what he did to indigenous people.
So let's stay with that piece of complexity for a moment, because for at least some Italian Americans, they understand the history of Columbus, but Columbus Day has been a way to recognize the contributions and experiences of Italian Americans and the immigrant experience of Italian Americans in the country. How to think about that?
Yeah, but it's still Columbus Day to them. I mean, why not Marconi Day? I mean, Marconi, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be communicating on this great space that is the radio that he is responsible for bringing to this world. Why not Leonardo da Vinci Day? Or why not Gina Lota Brigida Day? There's so many people to celebrate of Italian heritage that if I had a choice to celebrate someone, it wouldn't be Christopher Columbus. I would send my children into school before, you know, this movement really took hold. I would be able to send my children to school with a dog-eared copy of Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States, where you can read about what actually happened to the Arawak people and how he committed within 5 years a genocide that was unimaginable. He was enslaving people. He was overseeing his men who raped women and killed children. This is not someone that you want to have to celebrate.
All right, so let's talk about the celebration now of Indigenous Peoples Day. For some communities, Boston and Newton, for example, this is their first official observance of Indigenous Peoples Day this year. Is there something in particular that a community should do, or that you'd like to see a community to do in their first observance?
I think that they should acknowledge the indigenous people of the place that they live, and acknowledge those of us that are still here. I think we have a long way to go to getting this right. But it's been a long time coming just to get Indigenous Peoples Day recognized. And there's this sense of, you know, just like with the Boston Marathon, they kind of stepped on the day, unwittingly probably, but then issued an apology publicly for doing so, but very little else was done to really recognize the Indigenous people of the region. I think that there was an attempt made, but there's not a lot that, after watching today, and I did watch part of the marathon as I could, but I just feel like...
So you weren't satisfied, excuse me for interrupting, I just want to clarify on this, so you were not satisfied with the BAA's efforts?
I wasn't satisfied with the way things ended up. I just don't feel like that there was a fair or adequate reflection of Indigenous Peoples Day in this event.
So when we get to a point where we as a greater Boston community are doing that fair and accurate reflection, Paula, last question to you, what does that look like?
You know, I think that it looks like honoring our people, but also honoring the sacrifices of our ancestors, and also looking at our missing and murdered Indigenous women, looking at those schools where children's bodies were found dead, and looking at those mistakes that were made in the past, not just colonial mistakes, but, you know, mistakes that were made that really cost the Native America in a huge, huge way. And there's got to be some restorative acts. I think that, it's time to recognize tribes and to honor these tribes and to restore our land. There's so many things that can be done that come along with having a day to honor Native people, have a day to respect Native people.
So, Paula, I don't have the time. Oh, I do. Jamie Bologna just helped me with this. Just one of the things you're referring to is dozens of people from the indigenous community gathered in Grand Rapids in June to memorialize 215 children who died at a former indigenous boarding school in Canada. That's what you're referring to, yes?
Right.
All right.
And not just that school. There are other schools. There were other places where indigenous people were packed into boarding schools. They were mistreated in the name of education or assimilation, which they thought that for some reason these people needed, and in their colonial effort to educate and to assimilate those children, they killed them.
Paula, I know that's a tough place to end. I am going to end the conversation here. You've been on the show before, and I'm going to ask you right now if you'll come back again and continue the dialogue with us over time about how
sure.
we as a community observe Indigenous Peoples Day. Good. Thank you. Paula Peters is a member of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe and an independent scholar of Wampanoag history. Paula, thank you.
Thank you.